This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Bundesliga podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Rob Daly, and with me to look ahead to the opening weekend of the new top flight season in Germany is former Premier League defender and Bundesliga broadcaster Chris Perry. Chris, great to have you back.
Yeah, really good to be back. Looking forward to the new season.
And we've got betting expert George Gamble. George, we had you on the season preview, obviously, but good to see you too.
Absolutely, yeah. I can't wait to get stuck into these fixtures.
Yeah, 83 days since the Bundesliga season finished. It all gets underway on Friday. We already did a season preview podcast. You can see that on the BetRivers Network. Chris, George had Bayern has nailed on to win the title. Frankfurt's top four. Quickly, what do you think to that?
I can't disagree with Bayern. I think they're going to run away with the title again. I think it'd be a good battle for top four, and Frankfurt will be in and around it. It's going to be interesting, obviously, to try and break into the top four from last season. I think it'd be very similar. Leverkusen, Leipzig, Dortmund, and Frankfurt probably all fighting out for those three Champions League places.
Okay, and you can watch that show as well if you want to, a preview of the whole Bundesliga season. So we have 9 games on every match day, and previously we went through every game on the show. That's how we did it last season. This season we're going with the strongest picks, 3 or 4 from each of the guys, so you know what to go for on the BetRivers website, and the prices are all available there. And don't forget to follow at Because We Win as well on social media. Okay, where do you want to start? George, you go first.
Yeah, well, I want to get straight into the one of the biggest games. You've got Eintracht Frankfurt against Bayern Munich. And yeah, it's a game that I really am looking forward to. I think it's going to be a cracker. When these two meet, there does tend to be fireworks. There's been over 2.5 goals scored in 14 of Bayern's last 16 away games in league, stretching back to last season. And 9 of the last 10 meetings between these two have witnessed 3 goals or more. And interestingly, Eintracht, we know how exciting they are going forward, being fairly calamitous at the back. And that's evident by the fact they've not kept a clean sheet in 16 successive meetings with Bayern. Bayern do not struggle scoring against Eintracht. But for me as well, Bayern, I know they just signed De Ligt, but you know, you look at their defence, they've not kept a clean sheet across any of their previous 7 games, stretching back to last season. For me, the goal line was set at 3.5. And whilst I think that's likely, I wasn't interested in the prices given. But one angle I did like is Sadio Mane to score. We spoke about him on the previous podcast, the season preview. He was the player that I feared when we played Liverpool. Salah's obviously a great player, but Mane was just the one that I found constant energy would just pop up everywhere, was just an absolute menace to defences. And it looks as though if the Super Cup's anything to go by, he could be playing through the middle, taking that slot where Lewandowski was. And I think he's going to have a field day. I think, you know, he might not score a hatful, but I think he'll have plenty of opportunities to score against Eintracht Frankfurt this weekend. And for him to score any time, it's at plus 132. I really like that price. Mm. So that'd be my first look. That'd be my first pick.
What do you think, Chris?
I don't disagree with George at all in terms of I think Bayern will win the game. I think they were really impressive last week in the Super Cup. 3-0 up and then sort of just took the foot off the pedal a little bit, allowed Leipzig back into it, just a touch, but always looked like they had another gear to go into. I think Mane is a fantastic replacement for Lewandowski. He's ready to go. He's there now, ready to lead the line. I can't argue with George, but I think Bayern will win the game. But at minus 225, you certainly can't bet on that one. But if you link it up with a Bayern win and both teams to score, which obviously George just mentioned, looks very, very likely in this fixture and has been over the years, it's at plus 150, which I think is decent odds.
Yeah, Bayern shipped 3, of course, in the Super Cup, that win over Leipzig. Bayern without Kingsley Coman through suspension, Leon Goretzka out with an injury. And Frankfurt have beaten Bayern in 2 of the last 4 meetings, Bayern the 10-time successive Bundesliga champions. Okay, Chris, where do you want to go next? That's the Friday night game, of course.
Probably what I think is the next biggest game of the weekend, obviously, second versus third from last season, Dortmund versus Leverkusen. Massive game to start the season. You know, both these teams, I think, over the years, play fantastically entertaining football. Both these teams not particularly secure at the back. If you look at Dortmund, they've tried to sort of bring in Nico Schlotterbeck from Freiburg. I think he's a fantastic signing in the long term, but they're still playing him alongside at the moment Max Hummels, whose legs are going season by season. And defensively, they're never that strong. And I think when you look at the form over the end of last season, both teams to score in seven of the last eight games of Dortmund, both teams to score, yes, in the last five meetings between these two, over 3.5 goals in four of the last five. I really do think that both teams to score, yes, and over 3.5 goals in this one looks a really good bet. There's going to be goals. There's going to be entertainment. And at plus 100, I don't think it's the worst bet. It's kind of my best bet over the weekend, where you can almost guarantee what's going to happen.
Yeah, I honestly agree with pretty much everything you've said, Chris, to be fair. I mean, particularly for me, this Dortmund defence, it's had a glass jaw for ages, isn't it? You know, the signings of Schlotterbeck from Freiburg and Süle from Bayern, obviously they do well to kind of remedy that, but Süle's not available. And yeah, but for me, I do worry about Dortmund defensively in terms of on the wings. You know, Rafa Guerrero, he suffered a bit of a downturn in form for me last season, and I think that's where Leverkusen can hurt them. This was one I identified potentially as a possible upset. We mentioned in that pre-season podcast, didn't we, about, for us, it was a case of, with Haller unfortunately being out, obviously it falls to kind of Adeyemi to maybe take up a lot of responsibility for that. And, you know, he's a young man, he's 20 years old, so that's a lot of responsibility for a young lad. He's got off to a great start. But it remains to be seen if he can hit the ground running, because if he struggles to kind of find that form early doors, you know, are Dortmund going to struggle for goals? Yeah, you've got other people that can step up. But I just think this Leverkusen, who I'd say they're quite unfairly dubbed Neverkusen, aren't they? Because they never seem to win anything. But I think this could be that season that changes. And I just think they're in brilliant shape. I know they had it was a slight unfortunate situation and they obviously lost recently. But I just think overall, I think they're slick. I think they're eye-catching. And I think they're going to cause Dortmund a fair few problems. And I was surprised to see them at plus 220. I think if Leverkusen were going to beat Dortmund, now would be the time. The first game of the season when things aren't quite settled, I think this would be a good opportunity for them to do it. So it's more of a lean more than anything. I just think in terms of value, plus 220 on Leverkusen to edge what's probably going to be a thriller, let's be honest. I think that had some legs.
Okay, nice one, gents. Certainly think there's got to be goals in this, isn't there? Patrick Schick, Moussa Diaby and all those Dortmund attackers. We know, of course, Sebastian Allaire's not available for many months with illness, but Karim Adeyemi, not a bad signing up front after Erling Haaland's departure. Okay, so that was a lean from George and one of Chris's picks. So, George, you go next with one of your strong picks, please.
Yeah, so I'm going to Wolfsburg against Werder Bremen. I think this is a really, really interesting game. You know, Wolfsburg, they ended last campaign, I'd say, in relatively good form, especially at home. They lost just one of their last four home games, and that was against Bayer Leverkusen, you know, who were chasing the Champions League at that point. And their last home game of the season saw them draw 2-2 with Bayern. I think Werder Bremen are going to come into this one really keen to impress, but they are going to be without, you know, Benjamin Golle, Erin Dinkchi, and Juan Manuel Mbom. I'm hoping I pronounced those correctly. But yeah, again, this fixture, both teams have scored in 8 of the last 10 meetings. And interestingly, Wolfsburg were in the top 5 for shots per game on average at home. You know, they love peppering the goal. And for me, I think if they're able to kind of do that again here, Werder Bremen could be in trouble. I just think with Kovac as well, he wants his team to play with that higher line, to put opponents under more pressure, to be less reactive and have that bit of an edge. And I think they'll do that, particularly with the additions such as, you know, Wimmer from Arminia Bielefeld. For me, it's with the squad they have, they need to be challenging for the top half and pushing for Europe. And I think they'll be too strong for Werder Bremen here. I really do. And I was interested to see, you know, it's at minus 113, but I still quite like that price for Wolfsburg to pick up their first win of the season at home against a newly promoted Werder Bremen outfit.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think Wolfsburg finished the season really strongly. Bremen have come up, as you said, with I think a decent squad, you know, and I think they've made a couple of decent signings. Nicholas Stark coming in from Hertha, I think Amos Pieper from Bielefeld, both good signings at the back that will give them a bit of solidity. But if you actually look at the way they finished in Bundesliga 2, they only lost one of their last 9 away. and both teams to score, yes, in the last 14 away. So I think they might have a goal in this. So I know George has gone for the -113 on Wolfsburg win. I've got a lean towards a Wolfsburg win and both teams to score in this, yes, which is at +250, which is the way I was going to go on it. Just a lean towards that.
Okay, yeah, of course. So Max Kruse, formerly of Werder Bremen, now lining up for Wolfsburg in that attack with Lucas Metzger. Let's see if they do pepper that aforementioned goal. Chris, where do you want to go next? I think we've had two of your strong picks so far.
Yeah, we'll go to Leipzig, I think, next.
Yep.
You know, Leipzig obviously finished the season really well. Got into the Champions League on the last day of the season, having put all their eggs into the Europa League basket, really, in trying to win the Europa League. So didn't finish it maybe as strong as they could have done. But a decent performance in terms of scoring goals in an exciting game last week in the Super Cup against Bayern. They showed that they're still going to be strong and they're going to be competitive. And playing against the Stuttgart team, who, for me, I think are really weak. And they've lost a couple of really good players. You know, Pablo Maffeo, Oriol Mangala has gone to Nottingham Forest. And I think they're a slightly weaker squad this season. And I think that there's real value here in Leipzig. Leipzig have won the last two away won the last three away at Stuttgart. But the last two of those have been to nil. And I really fancy Leipzig here to go there and win to nil. And you can get that at +220, which I think is decent.
Yeah, I'd completely agree with Chris. I think the Stuttgart outfit, I think their squad is a lot weaker than last season. I mean, and particularly when you look at the fact they had to show tremendous spirit just to kind of stay up by the skin of their teeth. Obviously, stayed up essentially at what was on goal difference and Hertha dropping into that relegation playoff place. But, you know, the head coach, he summed it up. He said they need to get points on the board early, and that's something they didn't get last season. And unfortunately, I don't think they're going to get it this season either. I really don't. But, you know, you look at Leipzig, they've done quite well in the transfer market. You know, we mentioned before about David Raum. I think that's a great acquisition. I really do. My biggest concern for Leipzig would be in the second half of the season, you know, after the World Cup. However, for me, in this game, you know, six of the last eight meetings have actually witnessed fewer than three goals. But Leipzig haven't lost any of those previous eight. And I just think early stages of the season, a lot of the time, teams can take a little while to get going. And, you know, I feel like, you know, as you said before, 83 days since the end of the Bundesliga. And I just think it might take Leipzig a while to get clicking again. And I think they win here, but I don't think it's an absolute rout. So for me, I quite liked Leipzig and under 3.5 goals. And that was at +160. And I thought that had some juice.
So that's one of your main picks this week as well, George, yeah? That's one of your main ones.
Correct.
Sasha Kalajic, by the way, scored, I think, 6 goals in the Bundesliga last season, 16 the campaign before that, I think he's 6'7", 6'8", or something like that, the Stuttgart centre-forward. He is a doubt going into this one. Leipzig without Yusuf Poulsen or Josip Gvardiol, so affecting them both ends of the pitch, Gvardiol in defence, and Yusuf Poulsen, Leipzig's big target man in attack. Both of you got a bit of interest here. Chris, I think you've got a strong pick for Köln versus Schalke on Sunday, and George has got to say on it too. So let's have this, Chris.
Yeah, the Köln game. Definitely. I think they finished last season really, really strong. Köln won 4 of the last 6 games, both teams to score in 5 of the last 6, over 3.5 goals in 4 of those 6 games as they finished off the season. They're unbeaten in the last 8 meetings against Schalke. And when you look at that Schalke squad, they've bought in 14 players and they've shipped out another 12. I mean, it's a real overhaul of the squad.
Yeah.
And I just fail to see how Schalke, even in the players they've bought in, really, have got any sort of quality there. They're all, you know, Bundesliga 2 players who are stepping up, or they're veterans who are coming in and you're trying to fill gaps. I certainly don't see them gelling this early on in the season. It's going to take time, you feel. And I just feel that Köln at home, unbeaten in the last 8 meetings between the two sides, both teams have scored in 7 of the last 8, but the last 3 wins for Köln in this game have all been to nil. And I fancy Köln to go here to play well at home and to win to nil at +260.
Ooh. Yeah, I think that's a brilliant price. It is. I mean, just looking at this one, I can't look anything past a Kerwin either, just to kind of jump straight to the end here. But yeah, I mean, Kern, they were dumped out of the DFB Pokal on Saturday. It does kind of illustrate for me that, you know, Kern, they're not going to be dependable, they're not going to be reliable, and they will struggle at points throughout the season. But in games like this, they're better than Schalke. It's as simple as that. The appointment for Frank Kramer, it was a bit of a weird one for me. Obviously, he was in charge of Bielefeld until the latter part of the season. And then obviously when it became apparent he wasn't going to be able to keep them in the Bundesliga, they made a change. And the fact that he's been put in charge of Schalke, it's a curious one. And I'm interested to kind of see how that unfolds, because I'm not so sure what the decision makers were sort of thinking when they looked at him and thought, yeah, he's our man, like what the pro points were there. But there we are. And for them, I just think it'll be a season of trying to consolidate and making sure they don't go down again. Because let's be honest, their last Bundesliga campaign was an absolute disaster. So yeah, for me, you know, Köln, they're going to rely, I have to get the pun in there, heavily on Anthony Modeste, who notched a modest 20 goals last term. But no, for me, Köln win at minus 134. But I'd be, yeah, the price that Chris mentioned there for that is definitely also something that makes appeal. But yeah, Köln surely get the win here.
Okay, so that's a lean for you, George, as well, isn't it? I think
yes.
That one, I don't know, Schalke back in the Bundesliga, I think they're going to be up for it. Two of the traditional clubs in Germany, two of the biggest clubs in Germany, are going head-to-head. It's actually a brilliant round of fixtures, isn't it? Given that on opening weekend, they've done Frankfurt, Bayern, and then Dortmund against Leipzig. Okay, any other business? George, have you got any other strong picks? Have we gone through all yours? Have we done all yours?
Yeah, those are all my strong picks. We both had a strong one for the Leipzig game, didn't we?
Chris, have you got anything left?
The only game maybe to mention, Rob, would probably be the Berlin derby.
Oh, of course, yeah. We have to mention that. Of course, Union versus Hertha. What are you liking there?
I think you've got to like Union. I think you've got to like Union at home. They're so strong at home. They're unbeaten in their last three games against Hertha as well. They're unbeaten at home against Hertha. And both their wins have come to nil. I think Hertha really struggled last season and survived, obviously, in the playoff. They were very fortunate to survive, and they haven't really strengthened the squad at all. They've lost a lot of players, and I think it's going to be another season of struggle for them. I think Union, again, there's been a pretty big overhaul of the squad, but for me, I really like Union to win this and under 3.5 goals. I was going to go under 2.5, but, you know, it hurt a good score, and then obviously if Union do win, it takes you over. So Union win and under 3.5 at plus 155 for me.
Yes, it's a great shout. I definitely want to lead towards Union here. Hertha, I think, you know, we mentioned in the other podcast just how the past few years just sort of seen a rapid decline in quality for Hertha. You know, they've just lost a lot of their good players, and they've not really replaced them with any additional quality. They've shown no sign of being like, do you know what? Last season was a disaster. Let's kick on from here. They've not really shown anything like that. So completely agree with Chris. I think it's going to be another season of struggle. Union by far the superior outfit and seem to have the edge in this match. So yeah, if you're going to get on the side of anyone in this particular game, it's got to be Union.
Yeah, Union won home and away against Hertha last season and beat them in the cup. Chris, quick one on this game though. You've obviously gone for a lower scoring pick anyway, but how big an impact is the loss of Taiwo Awoniyi going to be for Union Berlin? Now at Nottingham Forest in the Premier League, big centre forward, 15 goals in the Bundesliga, 20 all competitions. I'm worried about his impact. Losing him was crucial.
When they brought Taiwo Awoniyi in, he was kind of an unknown quantity, really, in terms of, was he going to be able to hit the ground running in the Bundesliga? Was he going to be able to step up and lead the line himself? And I think they've signed Jordan Sibachu in from Young Boys of Bern, who's come in for just over £5 million. And again, he to me is in a similar sort of player. He's going to lead the line. There's question marks whether he'll be able to step up. But I mean, the good thing is he did score in the DFB Cup win against Chemnitz the other night. So, I mean, he's got off the mark in his first competitive game, and they'll be looking for him to lead that line.
Okay, I think we're done with all the bets. Let's quickly remind you, because we haven't mentioned all the fixtures now, but I'll just go through them all quickly. Frankfurt, Bayern, Friday. Saturday, Bochum, Mainz, Augsburg, Freiburg, Wolfsburg, Werder Bremen, Union, Hertha, another brilliant fixture, Gladbach, Hoffenheim, then Dortmund, Leipzig later in the day in the top spiel, the later kickoff, and then Sunday, Stuttgart, Leipzig, and Köln versus Schalke. That should be a lot of fun at the Rhein-Energie Stadion. Chris, George, great to have your company. Thank you very much. That's all we have time for on the Betting Weekly Bundesliga show, brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. And for more from the team on all the BetRivers shows, follow the account on social media because we win. And of course, all the prices available at the BetRivers website. Goodbye from Chris, George, and myself for now. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the BetRivers Network.